Life Audio.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Your Teen's Faith by Christine Brown. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. 1 John 3:1. It's every parent's worry. How does my child continue trusting God when today's culture teaches him to question his faith? I discussed this topic with my teen. His fresh perspective gave me renewed hope. Our open conversation uncovered three practical things parents can do to help our teens keep the faith in an increasingly faithless world. Let's learn together how to help our teens stay grounded in unshakable faith, even in the midst of the madness. 1. It's not about controlling what they see, but controlling what they see in you. Our teens may not always listen to what we say, but they will absorb every detail of our actions. Are we displaying Christ-like character at home? Are we treating others with unconditional love and kindness? Do we rely on God's word in times of trouble? God designed us to shine His light. Our kids will learn most about what it means to be a Christ follower from watching our example. 2. Listen even when you dread what they might say. I want my kids to feel comfortable coming to me with their deepest thoughts and greatest fears, but I don't always act like it. I need to create an atmosphere of trust, a safe place to share burdens. When we teach them about God at home, His comforting peace will stay with them as they go about their daily lives. Let's pray our home will be a place of praising God and receiving His peace. Each day, let's invite the Holy Spirit to abide there. His presence will provide that safe place for them to speak and strength for us to listen. 3. Remind your teen often who God says that they are. God's word is alive, powerful, and true. Just hearing scripture spoken can revive hurting hearts and refresh tired bodies. We would never intentionally deprive our kids of the benefits of hearing what God says about them. Yet, so often we let busy schedules get in the way of proclaiming God's goodness to our teens. If my child has any question about how God sees him, this verse makes it clear. Sharing this promise with my teen will give him confidence in who he is, a child of the Creator of the universe. Please pray with me. Dear Father, thank you for our children. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, and for calling them out of darkness into your wonderful light. 1 Peter 2:9. They see a world of confusion. They hear messages condemning their beliefs. Yet your word is more powerful than any negativity that comes their way. Help them keep their faith in you, Lord. Give us wisdom to guide them as they grow into the mighty men and women you created them to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared to You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared to Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.